Section 1. Economic Fundamentals. Needs and Wants. All humans have the same basic needs: air to breathe, food to eat, water to drink, and clothing and shelter to protect us. Beyond these basic needs, the things we desire are called wants. People's wants, things that would make their lives more comfortable or enjoyable, are almost unlimited. Humans satisfy their needs and wants by acquiring goods and services. Goods include tangible items, things you can touch, such as food, clothing, houses, and furniture. Services are the work or activities people perform, often for a fee. Examples of a service include a doctor's examination, a haircut from a salon or barber shop, or a chef's activities in the restaurant kitchen. The food purchased at the restaurant is a good, but the chef who makes it provides a service. Part of the money used to pay a restaurant bill is paying for goods, and part is paying for services. The person who buys the restaurant meal is a consumer who satisfies a need or want by buying a good or service. A producer is a person or group who uses resources to make goods or provide services. The farmer who grows the food for the meal is an example of a producer. Scarcity requires choices. People have unlimited needs and wants, but there are limits to the resources to meet those needs and wants. Because of these limits, people must decide how to use their resources to satisfy their needs and wants. Some resources may be abundant, in large amounts, in each place or society, but all resources are limited. This makes them scarce. Scarcity exists when people and societies try to satisfy unlimited wants with limited resources. In other words, scarcity happens when many people want something, but only a limited amount is available. For example, when the newest game system or smartphone is released, it is often scarce because many consumers want to buy it, but a limited supply is available. Scarcity requires consumers and producers to make choices with their limited resources. The limits of a person's or community's resources force them to put limits on the amount of goods and services they obtain. Producers also must make choices about the kinds of goods they produce or the level of services they provide based on available resources. An economic system is created by the choices producers and consumers make with the limited resources they have at their disposal. Resource allocation strategies. Because resources are limited, there must be a way to decide who gets those resources. Different economic systems make these decisions in different ways. Economists identify many ways in which the resource allocation decision could be made. These include price, goes to the highest bidder, trade, or barter for the resource; vote, the majority decides who gets the resource; sharing, dividing the resource; contests, resource goes to the winner; force, the strongest gets the resource; authority, directed or ordered by a person in power; lottery, resource goes to the luckiest, random; first come, first served, the first person in line gets the resource; and or personal characteristic, resource goes to person who is oldest, has the longest hair, is most experienced, etc. While all 9 allocation strategies may be used in all different types of economic systems, in traditional economies, sharing, personal characteristics, lottery, and contests might be used most frequently. In command economies, the decisions about who gets the limited resources are typically made by an authority, through force, or based on first come, first served. In market economies, price and vote usually determine who receives limited resources. You will learn more about these economic systems in Section 2. Cost-benefit analysis. Individuals, families, businesses, and governments all must make economic choices. The different choices available are called alternatives. Each alternative offers an opportunity with a cost and a benefit. The opportunity cost in any decision is the value of the next best alternative a person does not choose. Opportunity costs and benefits affect decisions about using many kinds of resources, including time. For example, a person might have the opportunity to attend a Falcons football game on Sunday. However, the person normally goes to a favorite aunt's house on Sunday for a big family lunch. If the person chooses to go to the football game, this is the opportunity benefit. The opportunity cost is missing out on the family fun and food. Trade-offs. When an individual, a business, or a government chooses to have less of one thing to get more of something else, the result is called a trade-off. Evaluating trade-offs requires comparing the costs and benefits of each alternative. Choosing between a hamburger and a chicken sandwich at a fast food restaurant is an either-or decision that does not involve a trade-off. Not all decisions are either-or decisions. By making small changes, a person can trade off a little more of one thing for a little less of the other. For example, choosing between the family lunch and the Falcons football game could involve a trade-off. The football fan could arrive earlier at the aunt's house, skip dessert, and leave in time to arrive at the game shortly after kickoff. The trade-off would have allowed the person to have some of both opportunities.